Sucker in your first half hour at the table, then you are the sucker. Guys around here will tell you, you play for a living. It's like any other job. You don't gamble. You grind it out. Your goal is to win one big bet an hour. That's it. Get your money in when you have the best of it. Protect it when you don't. Don't give anything away. That's how I've paid my way through half of law school. A true grinder. See, I learned how to win a little at a time. But finally, I've learned this. If you're too careful, your whole life can become a fucking grind. This is Teddy KGB's place.
By pandering.
You won't find it in the yellow pages.
No, not tonight.
No? What?
Give me 3 stacks of high society.
$30,000. Count it.
It's good.
So, you're setting the apple. Good. Want a cookie?
No. He doesn't look like much, but KGB is connected all the way to the top of the Russian mob. He's the one guy in the game you don't want to fuck with. But if you're looking for high stakes, this is the only place in town. They all know me as a small-timer. But that's about to change. Joey Knish is a New York legend. He's been a rounder, earning his living at cards, since he was 19 years old.
What are you, holding on for somebody?
Yeah, I'm holding for you.
You should be. Because I hope you're not thinking of putting all that glimmer in play.
He's as close to a friend as there is in this place.
Come here.
But tonight, I don't want to see him.
Hey, you don't want to butt onions with these guys. They'll chew you up. They'll take your whole bankroll.
That's what you say.
Well, there's plenty of easy games. We get out of here, get some coffee, ride over to that soft seat in Queens.
I know what I'm doing.
You're making a run at it, aren't you? Rolling up a steak and going to Vegas. All right. Right?
I can beat the game.
Maybe. Maybe this is a game can be beat. But you know you can beat the 10-20 at the Chesterfield and the high-low at that goulash joint on 79th Street. Okay. I understand. Back to Bell.
The game in question is No Limit Texas Hold'em. Minimum buy-in, $25,000. A game like this doesn't come together often outside the casinos. The stakes attract rich flounders, and they in turn attract the sharks. No Limit Texas Hold'em is the Cadillac of poker. Each player is dealt 2 cards face down. 5 cards are then dealt face up across the middle. These are community cards everyone can use to make the best 5 card hand. The key to the game is playing the man, not the cards.
Then an 8 ball.
There's no other game in which fortunes can change so much from hand to hand. A brilliant player can get a strong hand cracked, go on tilt, and lose his mind along with every single chip in front of him. This is why the World Series of Poker is decided over a No Limit Hold'em table. Some people, pros even, won't play No Limit. They can't handle the swings. But there are others, like Doyle Brunson, who consider No Limit the only pure game left. Like Papa Willenda said, life is on the wire. The rest is just waiting.
Pass it, Nino.
Had a raise.
A raise, 500.
Oh.
It's a position raise. I call it.
Here's the beauty of this game.
Go ahead.
I just got top two pair on the flop, and I want to keep him in the hand. Against your average guy, I'd set a bear trap, hardly bet at all. Let him walk into it. But KGB's too smart for that. So what I've got to do is overbet the pot. Make it look like I'm trying to buy it.
Bet 2,000.
Then he plays back at me, and I get paid off. My guess is Teddy's on a flush draw.
Baron in turn.
There's my money card, nine of hearts. I got a full house.
Choose the better.
Check's good.
Now I hope a spade falls and Teddy makes his flush. That way he'll bet strong and I'll beat him with my nines full over aces.
Bet 15,000.
Time.
I want him to think that I'm pondering a call, but all I'm really thinking about is Vegas and the fucking Mirage.
You're 15, plus I have another 30, 33 to raise you. Yeah,
I'm going to go all in because I don't think you got the spades.
You're right. I don't have spades.
I know before the cards are even turned over.
Aces full, Mike.
I lost everything. Man, I lost my case money. I lost my tuition.
Happens to everyone. Time to time, everyone goes bust. You'll be back in the game before you know it.
Man, I'm done. I'm out.
They all say that first. Anyway, let me stake you. Standard deal, you know, 50% of your winnings. If you lose, it's on me.
I just throw it away. You still got the truck?
Sure. Come on.
watch about guys who take their shot and miss. But I'll tell you what happens to them. They end up humping crappy jobs on graveyard shifts, trying to figure out how they came up short. See, I had this picture in my head. Me sitting at the big table, Doyle to my left, Amarillo Slim to my right, playing in the World Series of Poker. And I let that vision blind me at the table against KGB. Now the closest I get to Vegas is West New York, driving this lousy route handed down from Kanish to rounders who forget the cardinal fucking rule. Always leave yourself outs.
Right.
Hey,
Moogie. Hey, let me ask you a question. In a legal sense, can fucking Steinbrenner just move the Yankees? Does he have the fucking right to just move them?
I don't know. How should I know that?
You didn't learn that yet?
Oh, no. We get to Steinbrenner in the third year of law school.
Oh.
Take care, man.
Yeah.
The judge's game. I'd heard about it for years on the street before I was even in law school. A rotating group of 10 or 12 judges, prosecutors, and professors. They all have money, and in my playing days, it would have been pretty sweet to have any one of them owing me favors. Only problem is, no one can get in the game anymore. One rounder, Crispy Linetta, sat under some pretense, but when they found out he was a pro, he couldn't cross the street without a legal hassle. Even his regular club, Borchers, got shut down. The place has been open since 1907.
Oh, Michael. You got some things for me?
Yes, I do.
Put them on the desk. It's all right.
Kid, he's paying you for this late night shift?
Oh, well, knowledge is my reward, sir.
Let me tell you, it ain't worth it. Why don't you become a jockey? Do something useful.
Kid's a little tall, isn't he, Gene?
Enough with the Belmont recruiting spiel. Your bet, all right? Encore.
Michael is lead counsel in the moot court you're presiding over next week, Gene. Besides, he could use the background if he's going to clerk for one of you fellas this summer, right?
Hey, but I thought you liked the kid. Why do you want to make him a civil servant?
Yeah, look, a word to the wise. Stay in the private sector. That Nassau defense attorney's game? They use our chip for coasters.
The amazing thing is, in this collection of great legal minds, there isn't a single real card player.
I'm still hiding.
All right, Carl. Carl.
Raise. Professor Raise.
Michael, I would have just called.
Oh, you're good.
Your call.
All right. My call.
I don't know if I'm going to bring my legal career to a crashing halt before it even starts, but I just can't help myself.
Good.
I'm in. Freeze check.
Check to Martin and Lewis over there.
Check to the razor.
Czechoslovakia.
What's the limit?
$20. Big bet's $20.
Okay, good.
You've seen half the hand. How the fuck are you betting into us?
You sure this is wise, Abe? It's your money the kid's betting with.
That's plenty wise. We know what we're holding, and we know what you're holding.
The fuck you know what we all got?
Summer clerkship in your office says I know what you're holding.
I don't bet with jobs like that. Let's just say I'll put you at the top of the list if you're right.
Okay. Well, you were looking for that third three, but you forgot that Professor Green folded it on 4th Street, and now you're representing that you have it. The DA made his two pair, but he knows they're no good. Judge Kaplan was trying to squeeze out a diamond flush, but he came up short, and Mr. Eisen is futilely hoping that his queens are going to stand up. So, like I said, the dean's bet is $20.
Well, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
What'd you have, babe? Nothing but a busted straight.
Oh, come on. Good
food and take it.
All right, kid, your first assignment. Pull up a seat next to me.
I'd like to. I can't. I don't play cards.
Get out of here.
We'll see you tomorrow. Get tomorrow.
Who's the deal?
I like the kid, Abe. Good kid.
Smart kid.
I tell you, it's hard leaving that game. An open invitation to lay with those lambs. But I'm tired. The truth is, I can always find games, though. Easy games, tough games, straight games, crooked games, home games. I can turn this truck onto the Jersey Turnpike and be at the Taj in 2 hours. But I've made promises. I'm just a law student now.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
How'd it go?
Oh, great. I'm sick of that fucking room.
Don't worry, a few more semesters. Oh, I gotta go.
Mm.
I know, I'm really late.
Oh, just stay here. I'll be really quick. You won't feel a thing.
Well, we both know that's not true. Besides, you should get some sleep.
Fucking long nights are killing me.
I never used to.
Yeah, well, that's different. I mean, that was like buy in at 8 o'clock, and next thing you know, it's morning. But hey, you know, I think I'm hooked up for the summer.
Hooked up how?
Well, after I left you last night at the library, I impressed Judge Marinacci. I think I might be in line for a clerkship.
Tell me more.
Well, those guys were all playing cards, and, just hear me out now, hear me out. All right, they were playing cards, and I read his hand blind, so...
So instead of coming home, you went and played cards with some judge?
I know, I wasn't even playing. No, they were playing. I just caught his eye by reading his hand, that's all. I mean, as long as I don't fuck up moot court, I mean, I think the job's mine.
What kind of job is that going to be, Mike? Writing an opinion on high-stakes poker?
Honey, you're the one who told me that I should use my poker skills in the courtroom.
Yeah, I know, I said that, but... I think you know what I meant. I meant that you should use your head. You know, like the way you calculate odds on the spot, the way you read people. That's what I meant. I didn't mean that you should try to con your way into a summer job.
Honey, con? What are you... I was networking.
Oh, God. Networking. Are you trying to con me now?
No.
I don't think you get it. You'd be just like one of those ex-college... athletes, you know, I mean, great job at the DA's office as long as they never miss a Lawyers League game. It's true. I just think if you get in this way, you'll always be a hustler to
Baby,
them.
Baby, I didn't even play. Can I take the Jeep tomorrow?
Yeah, where?
Worm's getting out. I was gonna pick him up.
Tomorrow, beautiful.
I promised I'd be there, hon.
Worm, I just can't believe he's still not someone called Worm.
He's like my brother. Shit, I didn't even play.
I met Worm at Dwight Englewood Preparatory Academy over in Jersey. We were the only two kids attending who didn't have a trust fund. My father's office was there. It said custodian on the door. That's why they took me.
Was that like your strong finish or something?
Motherfucker!
What? You leave me no choice the way you play.
That's the fourth time you done played that bitch of spades on my ass.
No. Dowling over here had it 3 hands ago, and 2 hands ago I got the Black Mariah, so I don't want to hear you bitching. Okay?
Yeah, but he shot the moon on that hand,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, I saw that.
So it helped you.
Okay, you're right.
You ain't walking out of here with a grits one.
You know the drill, okay? Son, I'm not going to smoke him. I'll hold on to him. If you want him back, you can trade me for him or try to play double or nothing tomorrow.
Murphy, what the hell are you sitting there for? You're processed. Come on.
Process? This motherfucker's getting a jump.
Come on, man. Have some decency here, Worm. You can bottle smokes you want in a half an hour.
What the fuck are you talking about? I just won these fair and square.
You don't even smoke, Worm.
Jesus. You guys are such fucking babies. You know that? If you're determined to die of cancer, you really ought to learn how to play cards.
Ain't a good idea to add insult to injury, yo. That shit'll come back and hurt you.
You know what? Not in this life, Tom Holmes. Enjoy your time.
Murphy!
Worm's dad did the grounds when he wasn't too fucking drunk. That's when we did. Of course, the grounds weren't all we did. Worm put us into a scam a day on all the young aristocrats we went to school with, selling them dime bags of oregano, nunchucks, and firecrackers from Chinatown.
Where's the rest?
Kept us in lunch money.
Thank you.
Until the time we went for more than just pocket change and got caught. We had the starting five take a dive against Friends Academy. The point guard snapped and gave Worm up. They hauled him up before the school board offered him a deal. Tell us who else was involved and we'll go easy on you. Worm didn't say a fucking word. Got himself expelled. I stayed in school and graduated.
Back to the outside.
Not many guys would stand up for a friend like that.
God, I knew you'd be here. You never let me down.
Hey, man, I would have been there every week if you let me.
I know. I couldn't let you see me in this shithole.
It's good to see you, man. Look at you. You look great, man.
Me too.
Are they toughing you up in there?
No. Piece of cake. Wow. Man, look at your ride. You've been prospering while I've been away. What have you been up to?
Borrowed it.
Whatever. Get in it and drive me far away from here. You gotta understand, there's like two whole economies in there. There's cash and there's trade. So I gotta keep three games going at once, all right? I got a game with the white guys, a game with the brothers, and a game with the guards. And the trick is, I gotta take enough cash off the white guys to lose it to the guards so that they, like, you know, keep doing me favors and shit. But I gotta trim enough smokes off the black guys that I can trade and keep myself, you know, in the style that I've grown accustomed to. And all of this without getting my ass kicked.
Well, so you're working with a partner?
No, who the hell am I going to trust in there? I mean, it's, you know, it's just me
all
alone.
Wait, what's this? Come here.
You like that?
What is that?
Isn't that beautiful? It's like an ace on my sleeve. What else? You wait till I show you some of my chops, man. I mean, I've gotten pretty blinding. It's like, you know, I mean.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's going to blow your mind. How about, you been working? Is your game sharp?
No, I mean, I'm off it.
You're getting cold cards?
No, man, I mean, I quit.
What, are you shitting me?
No, man, I got cleaned up.
Mike McBee, you lost?
Yeah, man.
What?
It was a real blood game over at KGB's place.
You sat down with the mad Russian and he emptied your pockets?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't want to tell you, man, when you were in there, man. I didn't want to dispirit you like that.
Jesus. What were you thinking? You're just a student now? What are you doing for money?
Well, I'm driving a Canisius truck.
Oh, God, you're killing me. Mike, we got to get you back on the game.
No,
your
no, no,
partner's
no,
here.
No,
we're
going
to run
I'm
like
off it. I mean, I really am. I'm done.
Well, all right. I know a game. Perfect for the two of us. It's a berry patch right outside New York City. Prime ticket.
I'll drop you off.
Okay.
I mean it. No, I'm really off.
I know. Here's the plan. I know this girl, Barbara. She's fucking hot. I was this close to banging her when they sent me away.
Uh-huh.
Right? She works as a hostess for all these fucking trust fund babies in here. She got me into their little game. She introduced me as, like, her cousin from out of town who loves to gamble but wants to learn poker.
That sounds solid. That's a nice hookup.
It's all the way nice, okay? There's only one problem, and I got this feeling.
What feeling is that exactly?
You know this feeling very well. Okay, you know, when you got your table all set, knife, fork, sauce,
yeah.
A1, Luger's, but...
You just don't have the steak.
Exactly. Glad you understand. The nickel would start me very nicely. Oh, Jesus, what have you been living on?
I'm living a little light, I told you. Anyway, it's 220, so that'll get you started.
220, I mean... Hey, thanks, but... I mean, that's like... 11 bets. I mean, I can't even get a table in these cards.
Good, so forget this game, man. I'll straighten you out in the city tomorrow.
No way. I gotta get started. I mean, I'm already behind here.
You just got out. What's the big fucking hurry?
The hurry is, other than you, my friend, there's about five guys, like, eagerly awaiting my release.
How much do you owe?
Like, 10?
10?
I can't even figure it with the juice.
Hey, look, you know, I can get started on this easy if it's you and me working together.
I heard you asking before, man. I hear you asking now, but I can't do that. I just can't do that. I made promises.
Hey, you know what? What am I saying? I totally understand. I do. It's fine. It's fine. I'll make a couple moves earlier than I would have normally, but right. Thanks. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Premium hands.
You got it. You got it. I'll catch you in the city tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, man. Fucking great to see you.
You too.
Confessions of a winning poker player, Jack King said, "Few players recall big pots they have won, strange as it seems, but every player can remember with remarkable accuracy the outstanding tough beats of his career." Seems true to me, because walking in here I can hardly remember how I built my bankroll, but I can't stop thinking of how I lost it.
Mike.
Hi.
Barbara. Warren said you'd be running a little late. Saw me.
I probably won't even sit. You know, I'm just going to keep him company.
No, that's not going to work. Here's the play. You're my new boyfriend. You're looking for a regular game.
Really? Well, I'm not much of a card player.
Bullshit. Worm tells me that's precisely what you are. My cut is 25%.
I see.
Good. Well. My boyfriend, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Be nice to him. Leave him enough money to buy me breakfast. Good luck.
Thanks, sweetie. Well, here, why don't you pull up a chair?
Okay, this one's Chicago.
You know Chicago?
Remind me.
Stud game. High spade in the hole, it's half the pot.
Okay, well, deal me in, I guess.
Two on you, Murph.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay. I'm gonna make five.
Oh. Worm and I fall into our old rhythm like Clyde Frazier and Pearl Monroe. We bring out all the old school tricks, stuff that would never play in the city. Signaling, chip placing, trapping. We even run the old best hand play. I can probably crack the game just as quickly straight up, but there's no risk in this room. Now, some people might look down on Worm's mechanics, call it immoral. But as Canada Bill Jones said, it's immoral to let a sucker keep his money. Like they teach you in 1L. Caveat emptor, pal.
I got the boat.
That stung, Bert.
Worm really has become an artist, too. Discard calls, pickup calls, overhand run-ups, the double duke. His technique is flawless, but his judgment is a little off. A few times I have to fold the case in just so it won't be obvious. Still, he plays the part of a loser to perfection.
Flush. I got the full house. I got the queens over the aces.
Fuck. You know what? Fuck you and your never-ending string of boats, okay? Hey.
Well, my Uncle Les says when the money's gone, it's time to move on. So, enjoy it, you secret handshaking assholes.
Burr, hey, come back anytime. Your money's always good here.
Right. See you next time. You guys want to keep playing? How'd we do? Oh, beautiful. Fucking assholes, they deserved it.
All right, 300, that's your cut.
Thank you very much, boys.
Hey, you were great. Great. When can we do this again?
No, it was a one-time thing for me, just because.
Forget it.
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks. Hey, I had to try, right?
Bye.
Hey, how'd you know I was coming back?
That's easy. Who's your favorite actor? Clint Eastwood. The outlaw Josie Wales, man. The man with no name. He always doubles back for a friend. Hey, we made good time. You want to get breakfast?
No, I got to get home. She hasn't already changed the locks on me.
All right, look, just do me a favor. Give me like 5 minutes. Hey, get me straightened out.
Listen, this may not look like Teddy's place, but it ain't the Ivy League's either. So don't fuck around. You got a plan, your belly.
No problem.
Hey, you know I have no problem with the way you help yourself, but these guys are fast company. You know, they'll spot every move.
Tough customers, huh?
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right.
And you won't just get a finger up your spine.
Okay, I hear you. I'm playing straight.
McDermott. How you doing, Mikey?
Yeah,
good. You know, the computer tried to delete you last week.
Yeah?
But I knew you'd be back.
Oh, no, I'm not back. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
This is Les Murphy. He's like my brother.
Call me Worm.
Hey, don't wiggle away.
What you leaving the button for? They're wired right into the precinct. They got them on the payroll.
I'll be at the
What are they playing?
2040. Forced rotation is the only game going right now.
Fat Greggy sitting 2040? The game's that song?
Yeah. It's a real life game. So, you guys gonna play?
Hell yeah, we're gonna play. Oh, come on. You're not gonna walk away from this.
I thought that was a long time.
Mike, we could cut this room up in an hour. All right, run along then. Say hi to her for me.
Me too.
I will. Take care of him.
Jesus. What a fucking waste. Can you believe that? She's really got him by the balls.
That's not so bad, is it?
Depends on the grip. Come on, give me 2,000.
On the finger?
You heard Mike. He's good for it. Come on. Hey, look, I'm going to triple that in a half an hour, princess. Let's go.
Reunion run a little late?
I was going to call, but I didn't want to wake you up.
It's okay, I wasn't sleeping. Well, why don't you change and we'll get a cab?
Why don't you just go ahead and I'm going to jump in the shower. And if I miss a little bit of the mulligan meeting, just cover for me. Right?
At least give me a story, you know? I mean, tell me you were out drinking till you threw up. Tell me you were getting lap dances over at Scores. I don't care. Just give me something.
I was entertaining Worm. I mean,
uh-huh.
The least I can do for the guy.
So you were nowhere near a card game?
Sweetie.
What? I'm asking you a question. I'm just...
No, I was nowhere near a card game. All right?
All right, I'll wait for you.
I mean, the key is a seamless passing of the baton among the team.
I think the most important thing is to be respectful to the judges, but not obsequious.
Now, wait a minute. Make sure to be deferential.
Oh, Jean Marinacci won't buy deferential.
Oh, I see. It's Jean, is it? Well, I knew there was a reason why you were lead counsel, and it's got nothing to do with your punctuality.
Sorry. I couldn't find a cab.
Anyway, when you make the opening remarks, make sure you stick to the fact pattern and use the right site. It's book sites, not Lexis.
Hi, Joe. Long time.
Ganesh, how are you?
The same. I don't mean to interrupt you, future magistrates and noblemen, but I need to work. It's important.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry.
I'll act as lead counsel.
It's all right, Kelly. We were going to take a break anyway.
Coffee time.
So the guy's a cheat. He always has been. Right now he's over there at Chesterfield's ruining your reputation with every lousy second he deals.
Shit. I told him. Did anybody else see him?
No, nobody saw. I heard it. Snapping sound gave it away. I didn't know him. I might not have noticed. I turn around and I see him there with the mechanic's grip. I know.
Did you give him the office?
I tried to warn him, but he looked right through me.
All right, I'll go get him.
No. He's okay now. Most of those Georgians are at the tail end of a 36-hour session. They can't see straight. Come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee. But if he's still there when Roman and Marie start their game, he's going to wish he was still inside.
Yeah, I'm going to go get him.
Amarillo Slim, the greatest proposition gambler of all time, held to his father's maxim. You can shear a sheep many times, but skin him only once.
Got it, definitely did.
This is a lesson Worms never bothered to learn.
Hey, guys, English only at the table, no Russian.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? If you want to see this seventh card, you're going to stop speaking fucking Sputnik. You understand?
Oh, damn, motherfucker.
Don't worry, we might work together.
Yeah, I'm sure you're just talking about pierogies and snow and shit, but let's cut it out, all right? There's the river, down and dirty. I think you got that ace, Roman, but I'm going to pay for it. Uh-huh. Wow, okay, well, I got the jacks. Come on.
Ace.
Oh, you got it.
Six.
Wow, two pair, but I got sevens, too, though, with my jacks.
Motherfucker, slow rolling me like that. Hey, you said just jacks.
Okay, but you made me for the sevens, Maurice. You're a player.
Fuck.
Hey, come on. Don't be a fucking baby. Jesus.
Hey, Maurice.
Hi. Hey, Mike, you here to play? Come on, we need some new blood. They're putting a fucking bracelet on me tomorrow for 4 months. Already stuck to rocks.
Well, have a good rest, man. Can I talk to you for a second there, Cosmonaut?
No, wait, man, I'm on a roll. This is a very emotional game. Come on.
Gotta do it.
Rolik, маленький.
I counted these.
Давай, иди отсюда быстро, ты мне еще попадешься, грызун.
What's going on?
Where are you at?
I was pumped up like 8 G's. I was ready to go on a run when you came along.
All right, listen.
Hey, wait, I want a hot dog. You're in town for 5 fucking minutes. You already got a sign on your back.
Oh, wait.
That fucking Kanish rat me out. Come on, you gotta stop listening to that guy, man. I mean, he sees all the angles, but he didn't have the balls to play one.
Hey, that guy hasn't had to work in 15 years, Warren.
You don't think that's work, what he does? Grinding it out on his fucking leather ass? No, thank you.
I thought so, too. All right, now I know what real work is. Speaking of which, are you even gonna get a job? Are you gonna look? Or are you just gonna go back to printing those credit cards?
Hey.
You're gonna go away again?
I wasn't printing. I was distributing. Distributing. It's different, okay? Second of all, I'm never going back there. Stop worrying so much, okay?
I just want you to think long-term, all right? I want you to think long-term. He's smart. Every place in Manhattan, they all keep books, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If you get listed as a mechanic, then not only are you going to get the shit kicked out of you, you're not going to get a fucking game anywhere in New York. All right? It's stupid. It's just bad business.
All right, see, look, this is what I love about you, okay? You think about the big picture. That's great, okay? But it's not me. I don't play the game straight up, and then if I lose, go get some real work or something, okay? I see a mark. I take them down. That's what I do. That's the way I live.
I know. Listen, you're the guy who taught me all the angles, all right? But I'm not the guy with my nose open right now.
Come on.
Hey, I'm not going to preach to you. But those two guys in there, they're not rabbits. Roman and Maurice, they're Russian outfit guys. Not as bad as KGB, but I mean, you don't want to be fucking with those guys.
With those fake Versace shirts and shit?
Jesus. Look, you still got time. Just go back in there, right? Lose their fucking money back to them, all right? Just make it look good. Just catch a run of real shitty cards and give it back to them.
I can't. I got to put some scratch together, man. I got to get something going.
Then go out to Suburbia, man. Play in a fucking dentist game, okay? Play. Go to Swan Meadow. Play in the golf pro game.
That's an idea. I'll definitely do that, but I don't know. I can't dump to these guys.
You got to.
All right, whatever. Look, hey, meet me at Stromboli's in like a half an hour, all right?
I gotta go. I have a meeting. And then I gotta go to fucking Queens. I gotta load the truck.
Jesus, man, you're such a fucking working man now. I'm never gonna see you.
Make it look good. I mean it. Make it look good.
You know me.
So how'd you do?
So-so. 6,000, 2,000. Oh, hold on. Two more.
All right, so it's 10 grand total. Just take back the two we lent you. Give you the white meat.
You know what? Why don't you give me all of it?
Usually credit players only leave with their profit. Otherwise the juice starts 5 points a week on Mike.
Oh. Okay, we'll owe you.
Didn't want to be found. You know, Petrovsky waited and waited. So did the rest of the group.
Look, I missed one meeting.
You know, it's not about the meeting. I don't care about the meeting. Do you even know why I left this morning? I found that gangster's role in your pocket.
It's not what you think. It's not what you think.
Who do you think I am? You lie right to my face? Look, old days, at least you never lied. You lost everything, but at least you never lied.
Joe, this wasn't even a real game. This was like wiffle ball.
Can you lose your rent playing
wiffle
ball?
No, I couldn't lose. That's the point.
No, Mike, you can lose. All right, I watched you. I stood by you while you lost everything before, and I don't think
Joe,
I can go through that.
I wasn't going to lose. Why does this still seem like gambling to you? I mean, why do you think the same five guys make it to the final table at the World Series of Poker every single year? What are they, the luckiest guys in Las Vegas? It's a skill game, Joe.
Great. So why'd you have to lie to me?
Because I knew you wouldn't understand.
Understand what?
Last night I sat down at this card table. I felt alive for the first time since I got busted at KGB's joint, okay?
You just told me you felt alive for the first time at a fucking card table.
No, what?
What's that supposed to make me understand?
I was just thinking about you. You know, I could use you.
Yeah?
Yeah, see me in like 2 weeks. I'll put you back on the payroll.
I got some bad news for you, Worm. I'm out on my own now.
Really?
Yeah.
Go figure.
You know, there were a lot of angry people when you went away. A lot of people were mad.
Yeah, I know, Grandma. That's why I'm trying to put together a role here.
A lot of people coming up to me, asking if I could help, asking if I knew where to find you. So it got me to thinking.
Really? You're thinking now? That's big. Hey, Jesus, come on. Take it easy.
God. This is a friend of mine. Easy, 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 easy. God. Get the fuck out of here. What did I say?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
easy.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Instead of you owing 15 grand spread out to five guys, you owe 25 to me.
What? Where the fuck do you get off? 25
grand?
Where
the fuck do I get
off?
Come on. Oh. Here's how it is.
Oh.
25 grand and the juice is still running.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck are you doing, man? You were my partner.
No. I was your lackey. But I learned a few things, Worm. I consolidated your outstanding debt.
Where'd you get the scratch for that? You've been rolling fags in the village again.
Still a wise ass. Unbelievable. What I did was go partners with an old friend of yours. Teddy KGB backed me.
Bullshit. Teddy's got plenty of goons. Why would he put you under his flag?
Because as soon as he heard your name, he became real excited for the prospect.
So you bought me up, Grandma?
Yeah. Got a real sweet deal, too. 30 cents on a dollar. Not a lot of faith in you out there in the business community.
Great, so you're a banker now, Grandma. That's really classy.
Not exactly. I don't have to tell you my collection methods.
God, all right. Look, just take it easy, all right? I'll scrape something together. I'll come and I'll find you this week.
Yeah, it's just what I figured.
No.
So I'm going to take what you got on you right now.
Here, fine. Have yourself a ball, okay?
It was a nifty trick the other night. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Marinacci and the DA were ready to cut cards for your services at that point. Of course, it was an altogether different trick that disappearing had you pulled today at your group's meeting.
Well, I figure I owe you an explanation.
No, not to me. I'm sure there's a good reason you left. You just have to work harder. Prepare. And smooth things out with the others.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks.
Stay. Take a drink. Jamie.
Yeah.
Another glass.
Sure.
Darling.
What are you drinking?
Gin. Always gin.
Here you go.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
I know a magician doesn't divulge his secrets, but...
I'm no magician.
Well, it wasn't magic. How did you know what everyone held?
That's a combination of things. I was watching when the cards came out. That's just an old habit with me, like breathing.
You watched the cards?
I watched the cards also, but I watched the players reacting to the cards. That's how I knew the DA made his two pair and Judge Kaplan missed the flush. Yeah. I was watching their eyes when they checked their river cards. Their faces tell you everything.
You watch the man. I never knew you had to calculate so much at cards.
All right, here's the thing. You won't play premium hands. You only start with jacks or better split. Nines are better wired. Three high cards to a flush. If he's good enough to call, you got to be in there raising, all right? I mean tight, but aggressive. And I do mean aggressive. That's your style, Professor. I mean, you gotta think of it as a war.
You were officially never invited to our game again.
I don't blame you. Put a guy like me in a game like that. My cards don't even matter. I'll play it blind.
Michael, may I tell you a story?
Please.
For generations, men of my family have been rabbis. In Israel, before that in Europe, it was to be my calling. I was quite a prodigy, the pride of my yeshiva. The elders said I had a 40-year-old's understanding of the Midrash by the time I was 12. But by the time I was 13, I knew I could never be a rabbi.
Why not?
Because for all I understood of the Talmud, I never saw God there.
You couldn't lie to yourself.
I tried. Oh, I tried like crazy. I mean, people were counting on me.
But yours is a respectable profession.
Not to my family. My parents were destroyed, devastated by my decision. My father sent me away to New York to live with distant cousins. Eventually, I found my place, my life's work.
What then?
Well, I immersed myself fully. I studied the minutiae. I learned everything I could about the law. I mean, I felt deeply inside that it was what I was born to do.
And did your parents get over it?
No. I always hoped that I would find some way to change their minds, but they were inconsolable. My father never spoke to me again.
If you had to do it all over again, would you make the same choices?
What choice? The last thing I took away from the yeshiva is this. We can't run from who we are. Our destiny chooses us.
Hey. Hey, where you been? I've been freezing my ass off.
What happened?
I ran into a door. Don't worry about it.
What happened?
Hey, she crossed her legs too fast, all right? Just mind your own business.
You coming up?
No, I've been standing out here all this time just to say hi.
All right, listen. Things haven't been that smooth on the home front, so we'll tone it down a little, all right?
Tone down what, motherfucker?
Great. Never mind.
Hey, when you become a big shot lawyer, you think you could find us an elevator building, maybe? What'd you do,
Rob? Not exactly.
Wait. Did she split on you? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Mike, she made off with your sheets.
I always told her she'd be a good card player. I know exactly when to release a shitty hand.
Oh, come on, Mike. Forget that, okay? This girl is obviously wrapped way too tight for a living.
No, she was a good... I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Depressing. You know, you can't trust them. You can't trust them at all. I mean, look at you. You domesticated yourself for this girl. You know, you took yourself out of the life. You walked the fucking line for her. And the minute you want a little of it back, she walks out on you. It's just like the saying says, you know, in the poker game of life, women are the rake. They are the fucking rake.
The fuck are you talking about? What saying?
I don't know. There ought to be one. You know what cheers me up when I'm feeling shitty?
What?
Rolled up aces over kings.
Is that right?
Yeah. Check raising stupid tourists and taking huge pots off them.
Yeah?
Stacks and towers of checks I can't even see over. Playing all night, high limit, hold'em at the Taj, where the sand turns to gold.
Fuck it, let's go.
Don't tease me.
Let's play some fucking cards.
The poker room at the Mirage in Vegas is the center of the poker universe. Doyle Brunson, Johnny Chan, Phil Hellmuth, the legends consider it their office. Every couple of days, a new millionaire shows up wanting to beat a world champion. Usually, they go home with nothing but a story. Down here, the millionaires are scarce or they're playing craps, but there's still plenty of money for the taking. In fact, on the weekends, you can't get a game in the city because all the New York Rounders are taking care of the tourists here.
Hey, why don't you, warm up a seat for me. I'll catch up with you.
What?
Look, I got certain needs I gotta attend to, okay? I mean,
hey,
I'm
good.
Overdue.
Good, man. I was starting to wonder about you. I thought maybe, you know, the boys upstate, you know, brought about a few changes in you.
Hey, in your dreams, lover.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
This is beautiful. Welcome to the Chesterfield South.
Oh.
Changing 500.
Come all the way to Atlantic City just to see your mugs, huh?
Less than 1 week. For someone who don't play, spend a lot of time in card rooms.
This is what I like to see, huh? Mike McDermott where he belongs. Sitting with the scumbags, telling jokes, dragging the occasional pot.
Occasional? Yeah, like my ex-wife occasionally went out with other men.
Get her face. I was actually going to try and make some real money tonight, but in honor of Mike's alley-like return to the ring, I'll sit with you all for a while.
Hey, don't do us any favors, Kanish. I'm about to go to the board to fill these seats.
Better.
I raised. Hey, you know, if we wanted to take each other's roles, we could have just stayed home.
These two have no idea what they're about to walk into. Down here to have a good time, they figure, why not give poker a try? After all, how different can it be from the home games they've played their whole lives? All the luck in the world isn't going to change things for these guys. They're simply overmatched. We're not playing together, but then again, we're not playing against each other either. It's like the nature channel. You don't see piranhas eating each other, do you? They wear their tails like signs around their necks. Facial tics, nervous fingers, a hand over a mouth, the way a cigarette is smoked. Little unconscious gestures that reveal the cards in their hands. We catch everything. If a fish acts strong, he's bluffing. If he acts meek, he's got a hand. It's that simple.
How are you, you workaholics?
Well, good to see you. Glad you're out. Numbers change, of course. A lot of games this weekend, so you'll need the number.
I'll give you a ring.
They weren't. Do they allow people like you in places like this?
You know what? Zagosh, when you get yourself a job, then you can be my fucking PO. How about that? Ah, let's get started, shall we?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You can't take chips from another player disabled.
You know what? We all know each other here, and we're like friends, so if nobody complains, do you have a problem?
It's all right.
No problem. No
one? Sir, you have to buy them for me.
What? Fuck this low limit shit, all right? Can we go get something to eat, please? I got comped at the noodle bar. Yeah, I want to talk to you.
Oh, look who's treating to a free meal. Don't let that MSG fuck up your head more than it is, Mikey.
You know what? You keep grinding out that rent money, Joe. It's noble work you're doing.
So, hey, Nick the Greek. What's with kiting my checks?
I'm on empty, that's why.
You are? You're tapped again? I mean, how much was the hooker?
Mike. Please, relaxation therapist. Okay? Not where it went.
Wait a minute. Went to Roman and Maurice? I told you, man. You didn't have to give it all back to him. Take a little money for your time, you know?
Hey, that's not where I went either. I ran into Grandma tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah? He took everything I had.
You're kidding me. Wait, who's he working for?
Well, he's sort of out on his own. This fucker went around. He bought up all my debt. Grandma.
That turncoat motherfucker. Are you kidding me? So what do you own?
I don't know. By his crazy fucking gorilla math, like 15?
15?
Yeah,
15?
He says the juice has been running the entire time. I'm like 10. So it's just like...
Why didn't you tell me that, man? Why did you not tell me that? I mean, I could have paid that off. I had the money.
Hey! I'm not gonna fucking sit in the can and have my friend paying down my debt. I'm not a leech, all right? We can help each other, like always. That's why we're here. That's why we gotta get in the bigger game. Do you hear what I'm saying?
All right. Listen, man, I'll help you. You know I'll help you, man.
Yeah?
I mean, fuck that guy. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
How long should we wait, Eve?
I suggest we wait for another 5 minutes and then we choose another meal. Here it comes. Mr. McDermott. Perhaps we can begin now.
So sorry I'm late.
Come to order in the matter of Slater versus New York State Higher Education Services. The facts have been stipulated. The briefs have been read. Lead counsel for plaintiff, Mr. McDermott. Please proceed with oral arguments now, if that is convenient for you.
Yes, it is. And again, I'm sorry that I'm late. Well, I think clearly the case which controls the issue at bar would be Texas versus Johnson, which holds...
Texas versus Johnson? Mr. McDermott, that is a Supreme Court free speech case that has no bearing in the premises.
Each group was apprised to ignore that aspect of this matter and focus instead on the idea of de facto segregation.
Mr. McDermott has been unreachable, so I'll take over if it pleases the court.
Someone saying something meaningful would please us a great deal.
What we have here is a clear case of gerrymandering impacting school children, and schools in a district that was created solely to separate students by race. Although not dispositive, we must note that the student body is more than 99% white.
Well, that was impressive. I mean, usually you have to know something about a case to give an opening statement.
Guys, what can I say?
Hey, it worked out great for me, McDermott. I think I actually impressed Marinacci.
Jeff.
What?
Well, I mean, we're not going to talk. You left me pretty quick there.
Make it sound as if it was my decision.
Well, it wasn't mine. I came home and you were gone. Are you just going to drop me like that?
I learned it from you, Mike. I mean, you always told me that this is the rule. Rule number one, throw in your cards the moment you know they can't win. Fold the hand.
Look, this is our thing that we're talking about, all right? It's not some losing hand of poker.
You know exactly what we're talking about.
So that's the last of it, then?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say good luck, but I know it's not about luck in your game.
Seidel cannot win this hand, and yet he doesn't know it. Chan is trying to sucker him in by taking his time. Oh, look at that look of the defending champ. And now Fifth Street, a six of diamonds, no help. Johnny Chan has a queen high straight. Will Eric Seidel fall for the bait? Yes, he's going all in, and Chan has him. Yes, he's going all in, and Chan has him.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Mike. It's Petra. Could I come up?
Yeah, about this.
Well, that's the important thing with the game of Hold'em. You know, you're never down and out until your chips are all gone. And
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Same.
You want some scotch or something?
No. 88 World Series, huh?
Yeah.
Johnny Chan flops the nut straight and has the discipline to wait him out. He knows Seidel's gonna bluff at it.
Johnny fucking Chan.
By taking his time. Look at the control. Look at that fuck. He knows his man well enough to check it all the way. And risk winning nothing with those cards. He owns them.
Fall for the bait.
Yes, he's going all in, and Chan has him. Johnny Chan.
He doesn't know what hit him.
Yeah, I know what that feels like. It's like a locomotive running through your stomach. Gutshot. Fuck it. You didn't come here to talk about this. What's going on?
Tomorrow's a week.
A week of what?
First 2,000, you owe the Chesterfield.
Oh, the worm.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, you just won 8 grand. Why go on the line behind another two?
So he took, what, about 8 off of Roman and Maurice?
Yeah. Yeah, he comes in after you leave. Sits for like 20 more minutes. Cashes out for the full amount. Maurice hasn't been back since. I think he's been playing across the street. But, Worm's been around plenty. He's run you up just under 7 grand.
Yeah. Well, do me a favor and just put him on his own.
Yeah?
Yeah, cut him off. I tell you, I got 1,000. I got 1,000, and that's, you know, I just started coming back, so.
Thanks for making it easy, Meg.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to be back over here for this reason.
Don't worry about it.
No, I like being here. It's good to see you, Meg.
I'll tell you, I'll come by. I'll see you down at the club. I'll come by this weekend.
Yeah.
I know you're in here.
Mike? Hey, I thought you were the janitor, man.
You know, it's a good thing Grandma doesn't know you as well as I do.
Hey, yeah. Come on, I'll play your horse. $50 a letter.
Yeah? When I win, are you going to pay me back with my own fucking money?
Oh, easy, relax. Don't wing it. Just step and throw, you know? You need to work on your accuracy, you know that?
Will you stop fucking around for 5 goddamn minutes for once in your fucking life?
Whoa, Jesus. What happened? My old man just walked in the door.
I should fucking beat the shit out of you the way he used to.
Oh. Remember when we found this place, man?
Yeah, I remember when we found this place, when you were hiding out from Tommy Manzi because you thought he was going to fucking pound you into oblivion.
Yeah, now see, what did I ever do to that guy?
You fucked his mother.
Yeah, but she was a good-looking older woman. You gotta give me that.
She was that. You spent a year of your life hiding in this fucking gym from that sick fuck. Until he pissed off the wrong guy and someone dropped a garbage can on his head.
What do you want me to say? Those were wild times. You were there, too.
Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. You were hiding from your troubles then. You're hiding from your troubles now.
I like to hide, and that's part of the fun for me. You know? I don't like running solo. It's like I used to have a running partner. You know what I'm saying?
If we fucked up back then and got caught, the worst thing that was going to happen was we were going to catch a beating. We were going to get expelled. But, man, you're fixing to go down hard. It almost seems like you want to.
Oh, come. You know what? Stop worrying so much about me, okay? I'm turning things around. I'm not going to let anybody drop a garbage can on my head.
No. You're going to get out of the way. It's going to land on me. I'll see you.
Come on. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry about the money. I should have told you. Just, what do you want me to say? It's fucking embarrassing, right? I just get out. I'm in a big fucking hole. I need something to get going. I gotta get started.
And?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. There's been some reversals.
Some reversals? How much money do you have?
900. I mean, I caught a frozen wave of cards like you fucking read about.
You gotta be kidding me. I mean, I think I'm getting you out of Hawk. I find out I'm 7 grand in.
I know, man. I was really up big. I was cruising along. I tried to beat that blackjack game over at the Horseshoe Club in Brooklyn.
That place is a mid joint.
I know. It was like, ouch. I'm so stupid. I got so good with this. I thought I could neutralize him.
I mean, you're really jamming me up here, man. 7 grand. That's it. I can't go any deeper than that. You're off the tip.
I understand. It's okay.
And you got to go talk to Grandma. You got to square things away with Grandma.
Oh, come on. No way, Mike. I'm not talking to that fucking Judas.
You think there's any other way?
I know.
know all the reasons I shouldn't be here. But sometimes reasons don't matter. See, no one's ever stood up for Worm. The guy's been kicked around his whole life, from his father on down. Maybe he's not the same guy he was when he went away. But I can't give up on him that easy. I'm all he's got.
Oh, what the hell?
Hi, boys.
Hi.
You cops? You look like cops.
We're not cops.
You want a twirl then?
No, we're just here to see Grandma.
About this, I got a bad feeling.
No, it's all right. Just let me do the talking, all right?
Hey, Grandma. Long time.
Mike. Hey, Worm. It's good you came. It's real smart thinking. Said you bring him along to help carry all my money?
There's no money today.
No money? There's got to be some money. Come on.
Get out of here. He's not kidding. I got nothing.
You owe 25. I'll take the rest in 5 days.
$5,000 in a week. And you keep the juice going.
Shh. You gotta catch him in the act. Get in your hole, you bitch. Fucking dog. Can't let him get away with us. He think they run the place. So where were we?
$5,000 in a week. Hey, come on, Grandma. Look, we want what you want. We want to square this thing. But 3 days, I mean, 3 days is impossible. All right? I mean, look, no one's saying you're not the man. Just think of this as a business decision. Look, he just got out. Let's put him on a plan.
No. This isn't the money store, okay? We're not negotiating here. I tell you how it works.
All right. Well, then I'm asking.
So you looking for a little grace, Lester? Huh? Some charity?
You know what, Grandma? I need your fucking charity like I need your cock in
my
ass.
Hey, shut up. Would you shut the fuck up?
It's too late for him to shut up.
No,
it's too fucking late.
Hey, no, listen. He's good for it. He's good for it, all right?
He's good for it, Mike. If you think he's good for it, it's on you, too.
And it's on me, too.
15 large, 5 days, or I start breaking things.
I hear you.
Get the fuck out of here. This is shit.
What the hell are you doing?
Fuck,
what are you doing? I'm not going to get down on my knees for
that. All I said is just keep your mouth shut for like 5 seconds.
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
That's it, man. I mean, I'm really sunk now.
No, $15,000 in 5 days, man, I can do that. I've gone on rushes like that before.
Under optimum conditions with a bankroll, maybe. But what do you got on you?
Got like $350.
It's 1,200 between us. I mean, we might as well play the fucking lotto.
No, man, no. Listen, you find the games, you scout them out, I mop them up.
You know, we might have a shot at this if we sat together and just did our thing.
No, listen, I got it. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this straight up.
Fuck, man.
I mean it.
Well, where do you want to start?
Look, there's a 30-60 at the Chesterfield. Come on. There's a 4 a.m. in Woodside. There's the Greeks.
All right. There's a Union game in Jersey. I know a guy whose cousin can get us in.
All right.
There's
all right,
like
that's
a cigar shop in Brooklyn.
All right.
Like an easy clean.
There's a golf pro game in Riverdale.
Yeah. That's good.
That's six.
All
right. Are you sure you're up for this? I'm fucking up for this.
I bet the full amount.
Full amount, huh? Well, let me look at it. Nope, you didn't do it this time. I'm going to raise you.
I don't know.
Nice best fit.
I kind of like my little nice nugget finish.
I love the Cameroon wrapper on this baby. Nice and oily.
Well, I have what's known as the wheel. It's got the earthy tones, a smooth draw, enough kick to win me the high and the low.
Call. Good basis.
I only got a pair. Jacks?
What did you think he had?
Does he look like a man beaten by Jax?
Jax are a monster compared to the crap you play, Tacky.
Ah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck me.
You know, Mrs.
Fuck you.
Tony, money. I bet.
Well, let's get some in there. Make it five.
You raising me 300? I call you 300. How much is in there, Whites?
About 1,500.
There's 1,000. There's 500. I bet you the pot limit, kiddo.
Are you sure on that, Goldie? Might want to leave a little something for your daughter's riding lessons.
There's a lot more where that came from, Whites.
Take it down.
I got shit. Look at this. I bluffed the big ringer.
Come on. Hey, get up. We're out. We're done. Come on.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Thanks a lot. Buy some real jewelry, you fucking cheap bastard.
Unbelievable.
Come on. What are we doing in there?
I didn't have it.
Oh, you didn't have it? What does that mean you didn't have it? Since when do you have to have it to take a pot off a hump like that? Come on, a grade school would play back.
I was waiting the guy out. Eventually, he was going to bluff at the wrong pot I was going to take.
Oh, you know what? We don't have time, okay? I don't have time for that shit. That guy was paper mache. You've got to make strong moves.
Hey, the move was folding. I can't lose what I don't put in the middle.
Oh, Jesus, you know what? Fuck all that, okay? Because we needed that pot. Well, what are we up to? That's like seven. Seven. With that pot you just dumped on that fucking V-neck sweater, we would have had 10. Look at you. You get your 1 64-hour session. You need a nap.
I don't have time for a fucking nap.
Oh, we don't. That's all right. Come on. I know what you need. I know. I got just the place for you.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to get whacked sitting here like this.
We got 7,300, Mike. We gotta double that in 2 days.
We're gonna get close. I mean, I'm sure if we come up a little short, Grandma.
If we come up even a little short, Grandma will shoot us and bury us in a hole somewhere. Now, I know this game up in Binghamton.
In Binghamton?
Yeah. Like 16 or 17 guys. Two full tables, all municipal workers. They come play right after they get their paychecks. It's very fat.
Are you sure? But Binghamton's 5 hours each way.
Yeah. Look, I figure there's 15 or 20 grand in that room. Okay, if we get even half of that, we're home.
Lead me to it. Municipal workers, huh?
Well, these guys work for the city.
They work for the state, you idiot.
Oh,
this is just stupid.
Look, we're here, okay? I mean, you got any better ideas?
How the hell am I supposed to even get in this game?
No, it's easy. I told you. The whole time I was in the joint, I was just dumping money to guards. You know, this one guy, Pete Fry, I probably lost like 10 grand over 18 months. And he thinks I'm a total fish. He told me anytime I want a game, when I get out, just look up his nephew. You just go in there, you ask for Sean Fry. You're in. You're gonna clean this game up. These guys are total suckers.
All right. Give me like 8 hours. Come back at 7:30.
Yeah, I was thinking, what am I gonna do for 8 hours, right? Why don't I just come in? I'll sit for a little while.
No. No, not a chance.
What? I'll sit at the other table and play straight.
Listen, you want to play straight? You go in there. I'll be back in 8 hours.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Find a fucking bowling alley.
Excuse me.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Sean Fry.
Yeah, right over there in that cap.
Thanks.
Let's go.
Sean Fry?
That's right.
Yeah, your Uncle Pete told me to come by if I was ever around here.
You one of his students?
Oh, no. I wasn't inside.
You know him from hunting, then, huh?
Yeah, actually. I met him over at the... He actually took me for like a grand over at the lodge.
Well, that's the buy-in here. We play 20-40 stud. Grab a seat.
How you doing, Mike?
How you doing, Vitter?
Good. Osborne.
Hi.
This is Whitley.
Bet 40.
Back at you. All right. You and me, Mike.
Another 40.
All right. 40 it is.
Flush.
I don't believe
generally, the rule is the nicer the guy, the poorer the card player. And these guys, despite being cops, are real sweethearts. I'm right on schedule, up 4,200. The morning can't get here soon enough.
Holy shit, that's a hell of an elk.
My grandfather got that one. Ain't that a beauty? Yeah. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Bear.
Met this guy down at the bowling alley. Says he likes to play a little cards.
Well, you come to the right place.
How you doing?
Going nine.
Hans Whitley.
Whitley. Hans Horn. This guy's name is Mike.
Mike. Mike, how are you?
This is Bitter. Okay.
Hey, that's Mark. Bitter,
how are you?
So, what are you guys playing?
2040 stud. That's the game.
Okay.
I'm going to play over
there.
All right. Money's good here. Start playing some cards.
Side bets.
And I like what I have. Bet is 20.
I know that look.
I'm gonna fold.
Fold too.
I'll take it.
Yeah? Everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
4th Street. Just to warn you. A-side bets.
Ace checks.
Check.
Check on an ace. All right. I'll check.
Check.
Check, check.
Check.
All right, free card. Here we go. 4th Street.
Hold on there.
Whoa,
easy.
What are you doing?
Give me the deck.
What's
your trouble?
Relax, man. Don't get so agitated.
Looks like we got a rogue gang here.
A what? What are you... What?
Hey. What the hell's going on over here, Stu?
This son of a bitch is bay stealing. Caught a hanger, Sarge.
What? A hanger? What are you saying? I don't even know what you're saying.
He's saying you're dealing off the bottom of the deck.
Oh, God. Come on, guy. Jesus.
What did he give him?
To me?
7 of hearts.
You boys professionals? You working?
Hey, no. Listen. I was winning before this guy got here, all right?
Okay. Let's let the cards do the talking. The 7 didn't help you. Well, listen to what you have to say. Ozzy, turn the cards.
What? Hey, come on. 3 of a kind. You dealt Ozzy.
Shut up.
Like, just saying. 3 of a kind.
One last thing, Stu.
Hey, all right. Take it easy now.
Aren't you supposed to, like, read us our rights?
Would you please?
Those kings, Mike.
Oh, you're an asshole.
I know. I know, I'm sorry. They took every fucking nickel. I think I got 300 in my boot somewhere. Oh, look at you. Fuck! Fuck, I cannot believe I caught a hanger. Oh, it's never happened, I swear to God.
Where's the car?
God, I think I cracked a rib.
What the fuck were you thinking?
He was trying to give us an edge. I had him. Hey, I'm sorry we got banged up, all right? I took a shot and I missed. That happens.
Fucking happens all the time around you.
And what, it doesn't happen to you? You're the guy who flushed his whole fucking bankroll on one hand,
Mike.
Oh,
hey, fuck you, man. That was different.
Why? Why? Explain that to me. Why different, huh? What makes you so fucking special? How come all your moves are so smart and noble and I'm always the idiot piece of shit? You act like you're the only one in the world with any fucking ambition.
What's your ambition, man? What? Tell me. I don't know. What is it?
I don't even know. I don't think like that.
No, you don't think.
No, I don't think like you. You always think you can beat the game straight up. That's not me. I told you, I'm always going to look for that edge. Always.
All right, what's the edge now? What the fuck do we do? We owe 15 grand in a day and we're broke. What do we do?
It's easy. We get the fuck out of Dodge, all right? We just steer clear of the city for a while. We'll hit the road. We'll be up again in no time. This will all blow over. We'll have a ball.
Not a fucking chance I'm going to live like that. Listen, you talk to Grandma. You get him to stake me.
It's not going to work, okay? We're not dealing with Grandma.
You said Grandma's on his own. You told me Grandma's on his own.
KGB bankrolled him.
So you just fucked us right in the ass.
Yeah, all the way, okay? You see what I'm saying? No fooling around. It's highway time. Are you with me or not?
No, I'm not this time. Give me the keys.
You're really gonna go back there?
Yeah.
Hey, at least you're rounding again, right? You're gonna thank me for that someday.
Fold or hang tough. Call or raise the bet. These are decisions you make at the table. Sometimes the odds are stacked so clear there's only one way to play it. Other times, like holding a small pair against two overcards, it's 6-5, or even money either way. Then it's all about feel. What's in your guts?
Well, look at you.
Look at me.
Come in.
Nah.
Where's your friend?
He's gone. He's gone.
So you brought my money?
I'm a little short.
How short?
The whole way.
It must be some kind of story.
Well, as you can see, I can't pay you.
So you banged up pretty good. You never should have vouched for that scumbag.
Maybe not.
You're leaving me no outs here.
Why?
I can't trust you two aren't playing me.
I'm not the one working with a partner here.
You want to take it up with KGB? You go right ahead. Otherwise, you got one day, this will feel like a Swedish massage.
Dwayne Bobic, after one round with Norton. Fuck happened to you?
Nah. Worm.
When are you gonna listen?
I'm listening.
What do you need? $500,000? Huh?
I need $15,000.
$15,000?
Yeah.
I need a blowjob from Christy Turlington.
Fuck out of here.
$15,000?
Joey, seriously, what can you do for me, man? I mean, $500 is not even going to get me started.
God damn it, Mike. If $500 won't help, what's $2,000 going to do? What kind of trouble are you in?
I'm the worst guy. With the worst guy.
KGB.
Yeah. Come here.
Didn't I tell you? Never let that guy get a hold of you, huh?
You told me a lot of things.
Yeah. You don't listen. I tell you to play within your means. You risk your whole bankroll. I tell you not to overextend yourself, to rebuild. You're going to hock for more. I was giving you a living, Mike. Showing you the playbook I put together off my own beats. That wasn't enough for you.
Listen, you know, this is one time I don't need you to tell me how I fucked up. I know I fucked up. What I need from you is money. I need whatever money you can give me.
See, that's the thing. This time there is no money. I give you $2,000, what's that buy you? A day? Nah, I give it to you, I'm wasting it.
That's fucking great.
You did it to yourself. You had to put it all on the line for some Vegas pipe dream?
Hey, I took a risk. You see all the angles, you never have the fucking stones to play one.
Stones? You little punk. I'm not playing for the thrill of fucking victory here. I owe rent, alimony, child support. I play for money. My kids eat. I got stones enough not to chase cards, actions, or fucking pipe dreams of winning the World Series on ESPN. You want me to call some people? Try and buy you some time, I will. Place to stay or the truck? No problem. But about the money, I gotta do this. I gotta say no.
It's fine. I understand. Hey, listen.
What?
I put it all on the line, that's true. And you know what? It wasn't a bad beat. I wasn't unlucky. I got outplayed. I got outplayed that time. But I know I'm good enough to sit at that table. It's not a fucking pipe dream.
I don't doubt your talent.
I never told anybody this. About 8-9 months ago, I'm at the Taj, and it's late, and I see Johnny Chan walk in. And he goes, he sits 300, 600. And, you know, the whole place stops. Johnny Chan walks in. Everybody puts an eye on him. I mean, after a little while, you know, there wasn't a crap game going because all the high rollers are over there watching. I mean, some of them are sitting there playing. When they're giving away their money, this guy said, oh, I played with a world champion. And you know what I did?
What?
I sat down.
No, you need 50, 60 grand to play right in that game.
Well, I had six. But I had to know.
What happened?
Played tight for an hour. I folded mostly, and then I made a score.
Why, aces or kings?
Rags. I had nothing. But he raised, and I just decided, you know, I don't care about the money. I'm just going to outplay the guy. I'm just going to outplay this guy, this hand. I'll re-raise.
Re-raise? You play right back at him, huh?
Oh, yeah. And he just comes right back over the top of me, trying to bully me like I'm some fucking tourist. I hesitate for like 2 seconds. I'll re-raise. And he makes a move toward his checks, and he looks at me. And then he looks at his cards, and he looks at me again. And he mucked it. I took it down. Did you have it? I'm sorry, John. I don't remember. I got up, and I walked to the cashier. I sat with the best in the world. And I won.
Put a fucking move on Chan, you son of a bitch. So that's why you made that run at KGB's place.
That's right. And I'll do it again if I can.
Well, then I'm rooting for you, Mike.
I'll see you around, Kanish.
This is temporary. Will you be back next semester?
I think we both know I'm no lawyer.
I hope my story didn't discourage you.
No, it inspired me. I think I was on my way out anyway.
But now you're here.
That's right.
You're in trouble?
Yes, sir, I am. Not with the law. I owe.
gambling debt.
Yeah. It's not mine. It's, I vouched for the wrong guy. So now it's on me.
I understand. So, what will it take for you to be free of this?
I need $15,000 tonight.
Michael! You know, I'm not a wealthy man.
I know. And it kills me to ask you. I don't have any other play here. So, if you can help me at all.
You know, I hate to see you like this. I want to help you, Michael, but $15,000, if it must be tonight, $10,000 is the best I can do.
Would you do that?
When my mother let me leave the yeshiva, nearly broke her. But she knew the life I had to lead. To do that for another is a mitzvah. And for that, I owe.
Against all their outs gone. One last card in the deck that can help them. I used to wonder how they could let themselves get into such bad shape, and how the hell they thought they could turn it around. Just walking in here makes me queasy. The brick walls, the fucking mopes at the tables, the musty smell. I feel like Buckner walking back into Shea. But what choice do I have?
So, you have my money?
I owe that money tomorrow, right?
But...
So, it's still mine.
For the next 8 hours, it is yours. But, if you don't have it all by then you are mine.
I got $10,000. I'm looking for a game.
Sure?
You heard me.
So, field play, heads up. We both start with a couple of racks. Blinds 25 and 50. And we don't stop till one of us has it all.
Let's do it. Straight.
Very aggressive. A new die. And you won't be pushed around. But I realize five 1,000.
Doyle Brunson says the key to No Limit is to put a man to a decision for all his chips. Teddy's just done it. He's representing aces, the only hand better than my Cowboys. I can't call and give him a chance to catch. I can only fold, if I believe him. Or...
I re-raise, I'm all in.
The size of your stack is almost as important as the quality of your cards. I chopped one of his legs out in the first hand. Now all I have to do is lean on him.
Check.
Until he falls over.
About 1,000.
Cool. Check.
Is that 2,500 there?
I'm going to tap you tight.
Jack's up.
Very good. Good hand. Catching that Jack on the turn. You got lucky there.
Yep, it was luck.
So, that's it then. Hmm? Just like a young man coming in for a quickie. I feel... so unsatisfied.
Sorry.
You must feel proud and good. Strong enough to beat the world.
I feel fine.
Me too. I feel okay. Of course, maybe we check with one other guy, see how he feels. Grandma!
I thought I smelled him.
I'll take what's ours.
Horace, you could let it ride, Mike. Take your chances. You could let this happen, Grandma?
Sure, partner. He still has till morning to make good.
You know what? I got my $5,000 here. That's just fine by me. I'm going home.
Fine. It's a fucking joke anyway. After all, I am paying you with your money.
What'd you say?
Your money. I am still up $20,000 from this last time I stick it in you.
They're trying to goad me.
Yeah.
Trying to own me. But this isn't a gunfight. It's not about pride or ego. It's only about money. I can leave now, even with Grandma and KGB, and halfway to paying Petrovsky back. That's a safe play. I told Worm you can't lose what you don't put in the middle.
Deal.
But you can't win much either.
Checks!
Double the blinds?
Yeah. Table stakes.
Good. Feel free to reload at any time.
Your volume. Then. You must be kicking yourself for not walking out
when you could. Be a judgment. But
don't you worry, son. It will all be over soon.
Okay.
check.
No checks here. I tipped you.
Two pair. It's a monster hand. I'm going to lay that down. Because you got 2-4, and I'm not going to draw against a made hand.
Lays down a monster. Should have paid me off on that. The fuck did you lay that down?
Not hungry?
Mr. Son of a Beach, let's play some cards.
The rule is this. You spot a man's tell, you don't say a fucking word. I finally spotted KGB's, and usually I'd have let him go on chewing those Oreos till he was dead broke. But I don't have that kind of time. I've only got till morning. Not even Teddy KGB's immune to getting a little rattled.
Enough is enough, Teddy. Finish the fucking kid off.
Hanging around. Kid's got alligator blood. Can't get rid of him.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm double the blinds.
Okay. I call.
Check.
$2,000.
All right, I'll call the $2,000. I'll gamble. Don't splash the pot.
You're on a draw, Mike. Go away. This one is not good for you. And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the fuck I please.
I'm gonna check, Daddy.
That's right. Big Daddy. Bits. The pot.
It's 4,400. All right, I'm gonna call you. Or else I won't respect myself tomorrow morning.
Respect is all you have left in the morning. Last card coming.
Check.
It hurts, doesn't it? You can't believe what fell. All your dreams. This. Hops down the fucking drain. Your fate is sitting right beside you. That ace could not have helped you. Betsy. Oh.
You're right, Teddy. The ace didn't help me. I flopped the nut straight.
Motherfucker! You pull your nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it? What the fuck are you talking about? That's it? Take it back, Teddy!
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he... Chick! He trapped me!
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Нет! Нет! He beats me. Straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Just over 60. Paid 15 to Grandma, 6 went back to the Chesterfield. As for Worm, well, I figure we're even. And after the 10 going back to the professor, I'm back where I started, with 3 stacks of high society.
Like hell.
Well, should have seen me yesterday.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. You?
Now I am. So you're out of here, huh?
Yeah, I figure there's nothing left for me here. Listen, can you give this to Petrovsky? I didn't want to wake him up. It's still a little early. And can I count on you to do that?
You can always count on me, Mike.
Thanks. Take care, Joe.
Hey. Call me. If you need a lawyer.
I will. And I will. Vegas.
Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
Good luck, man.
People insist on calling it luck.
Thanks.
First prize at the World Series of Poker is $1 million. Does it have my name on it? I don't know. But I'm gonna find out.
Until the pile hits the sky, leaving the best. y'all bleeding. But not me, cause I just wanna do it to myself. I'm just checking it out, baby, one more time. I da 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 da